Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, like life's just constantly throwing curveballs your way, then buckle up because today's episode is all about setting boundaries. Yeah, I know, it sounds kind of boring, right? But trust me, learning how to set healthy boundaries can be a game changer for your mental health. It's like building a fortress around your peace of mind, protecting yourself from the chaos that life often throws at us. Ever feel like you're always saying yes, even when you really want to say no? You know that feeling when someone asks you to do something and you instantly start listing all the reasons why you can't instead of just politely declining? That's a classic sign that you might need to work on your boundaries. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that'll help you set those boundaries like a boss. First up, recognize your needs. This seems obvious, right? But honestly, how often do we actually stop and think about what we need versus what everyone else expects of us? Take some time to reflect on your values, your priorities, and what brings you joy. Once you know what's important to you, it's easier to say no to things that don't align with those values. Think of it like this. Your time and energy are precious resources. Invest them wisely. Next, communicate clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It simply means expressing your needs and expectations in a respectful but firm manner. Practice saying no without feeling guilty. You don't need to over-explain yourself or justify your decision. A simple, "thank you for the offer, but I'm not able to commit to that right now," is often enough. Thirdly, learn to say no gracefully. Sometimes, saying no can feel awkward or uncomfortable, but remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. You don't owe anyone an explanation for declining their request. Offer alternatives if you feel comfortable, but ultimately, your decision should be based on what's best for you. Fourth, set limits and stick to them. Boundaries aren't just about saying no, they're also about defining what you're willing to tolerate. This could mean setting limits on work hours, social engagements, or even how much time you spend scrolling through social media. Once you've established your boundaries, be consistent in enforcing them. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Finally, remember that boundaries are not selfish. They're essential for protecting your mental health and well-being. When you set healthy boundaries, you create space for yourself to recharge, pursue your passions, and build stronger relationships. It's about creating a life that feels balanced and fulfilling. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical space, so why would you let them invade your mental space? Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-achieving professional who constantly felt drained and overwhelmed. She was always saying yes to work requests, volunteering for every project, and never taking time for herself. She felt like she was constantly running on empty. One day, Sarah realized that she needed to make a change. She started setting boundaries by saying no to extra projects, delegating tasks at work, and scheduling regular time for self-care. This might sound simple, but it made a huge difference. Sarah felt more energized, less stressed, and more fulfilled. So, how can you implement these tips in your own life? Start by identifying one area where you feel most overwhelmed or pressured. Maybe it's work, social commitments, or even family obligations. Then, think about what boundaries you could set in that area to protect your time and energy. Remember, it's a journey, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. All right, folks, let's recap. Setting boundaries is crucial for protecting your mental health and well-being. Recognize your needs, communicate clearly, say no, gracefully, set limits, and remember that boundaries are not selfish. They're essential for living a balanced and fulfilling life. So, go out there, set those boundaries like the Spartan warrior you are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it, and let me know in the comments what boundaries you're working on setting. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.